was the sound this morning from my bedroom around 7:05, 7:10. I went downstairs and heard the lawnmower, a big riding lawnmower of my next door neighbor. 7:20, 7:30 on a Monday morning is too dang early to be mowing your lawn. I said it. I'm willing to take the heat. Do you disagree? 651-461-9226. I need an official start time for loud stuff outside your house. The lawnmower. Now, to be clear, I don't blame my neighbor, because this was a company that came with that big old riding loud lawnmower. Just as I was like, I feel like I was achieving some of my best REM sleep, just nailing it. For me, 8 o'clock. Come on. If you're going before 8 o'clock, it's too early. Now, I understand that I am the same guy who used to be up at 2:30 in the morning to snowblow, to leave my neighborhood. I have no such rules about snowblowing. The DeRusha rules say snowblow whenever you need to snowblow. You got to get out of your driveway. You got to get out of your house. You do whatever you want. Lawn mowing is different. Nobody has a lawn mowing emergency. There is no reason on a weekday for you to be up at 7 in the morning mowing the lawn. No reason for it. Plus, the lawn is wet in the morning anyway. What are we doing? What are we doing? 651-461-9226. Let's go to Donna in Clara City. Donna, hey. 7 a.m. feels a little early to me on a Monday. What do you think?
Yeah, not happening. Grass is too wet. You can't mow wet grass.
Yeah. Agreed? What are they even doing?
Agreed.
Think of the sloppy blade work on that lawn.
You're getting windrows. Windrows are not acceptable.
No, absolutely not. Let's have a little respect for the lawnmower.
Yes.
A little respect.
Yes. So it's gotta be dry, and you better have it done before it gets dark outside. Those idiots that are mowing at 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, get the gun. Done with them too.
Donna's taking this a little more seriously than I am, but I like it. I like it, Donna. I do have a headlight on my... Now, my mower is one of those battery deals, so...
Okay.
And it's got a headlight, but it's pretty...
Donna, doesn't matter.
It's pretty cool. Well, what did they put the headlight on there for if you're not supposed to do it at dusk?
No. That's for the... Well, yeah, you have a... Yeah, we have a rider with a headlight.
Oh, yeah.
No. That's for pushing snow.
Yeah.
That is the only reason that's there.
I think that's fair. Thank you, Donna. Donna says get the gun. I was just doing a little mild complaining, but I like Donna taking it seriously. I like Donna taking it seriously. 651-461-9226. Get up. The day is half over, dude. I'm not gonna fight that too much, like. But shouldn't I be able to have like a little half hour, 45 minutes to lie in my bed in peace and quiet? It's a weekday. Don't you have to get up and go to work? Are people mowing the lawn before they work? I don't know. Now, are the times different on the weekday? Are they on the? Is it different weekday versus weekend? I will say for me, I have sort of a 9 a.m. cutoff in my mind. I think 9 a.m., you should wait. I think you should wait to do stuff until after 9 a.m. And I wake up on the weekend. Sometimes I'm up at 7 o'clock. Sometimes I'm up at 6 o'clock. And I don't go fire up the lawnmower. Or the one time I did the weed whacker in my robe. But it was still after 9 a.m. So I was in my... That's just... I just think it's courtesy. It's about courtesy. Judy's in Eden Prairie. Judy, our last caller wanted to get out weaponry if you were doing this too late. What do you think?
Well, personally, there's another approach. I think instead of being a victim, you ought to be assertive and walk over there and negotiate with him. What's a good time for both of you?
Oh. Well, that doesn't get me a very good radio segment, though. What's the point of that, Judy?
Well, you know, for me personally, I think 9 o'clock is the earliest I would like to hear a lawnmower.
Yeah.
7 or 7:30, way too early.
I think so. But, and it's not, like, I'm not ready to take up arms. You know what I mean? And this guy, the neighbor who is doing it, so if it were him doing it just like once, to me that's a nothing, right? Like, people, like, life comes at you, whatever happens, like, sometimes you got to do stuff early. I'm not going to lose my mind about it. But because it was a company, so it's like a louder riding mower and then somebody with the trimmer, it was like a production next door. That
well, they may be on a schedule with him, Jason.
Yeah, that could
be. I would talk to the neighbor and say, hey, 7:30 is way too early. I know the company has a schedule, but I wonder if we can adjust it just a little bit.
All right. Very good. I like this. Judy is a nice, like, mediator. Come together. You know, Judy is one of these people who's like, I don't know if it's nice to take whatever drama is going on in your neighborhood and then blast that on a 50,000-watt radio station for entertainment purposes. But I got a job to do here. I got a family to feed. And you know what? Sometimes the neighbors are going to have to sacrifice, Dan. Sometimes, like, their personal need to get some work done, my need to fill a segment comes in a little higher. You actually brought this up last week, which is what got this in my head today.
Yeah.
And it wasn't lawn mowing for you, was it?
No, this was actually the apartment complex that I'm in was doing some construction work that required one of those very large cranes. There's not a very good spot to park said crane, given the layout of the complex. So it was a lot of, you know, three-point turning kind of thing to get the crane wedged in where they needed it. And, of course, every time you put it in reverse, big, you know, beep, truck like that, you get the beep, beep, beep,
beep.
And yeah, this was like 7:30 in the morning, which I just thought was obnoxious.
Yeah.
So I said 9 o'clock. And you mocked me for 9 o'clock. You said 9 o'clock was way too late for something like that to get started.
I did.
And funny, now you're out this morning when it happens to you saying, oh, you know, 9 o'clock sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Now, Chris Eggert chimed in. You know who no one wants to hear from?
Chris
Some
Eggert.
Dude who wakes up at 2 a.m. and your concept of time is irrelevant to the rest of the world. Again, I'm not unreasonable, says the guy who's being unreasonable. So I think that there is a difference between lawn mowing and snow blowing. Snow blowing is a matter of you got to get to your job. If you need to snowblow at 3 a.m, at 1 a.m, do it. But there's no reason to mow the lawn that early. Especially now, weekends for me are even more egregious. More egregious. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Keith. Oh, now Keith is going to make me feel terrible. Keith, go ahead. Let me have it.
Hey, Jason, I've been cutting lawns for 45 years. You got to start early. You got a lot to do. You want to beat the heat. What if we change the hours of what time you work and you start at 4 and work till 7?
Well, would that be better for you if my show were on from 4 to 7? Because I'm willing to entertain it, you know? I'd change my
hour. Well, it might be. I listen to you all day and I can listen for an extra hour.
All right, that is fair. Like, if you're running a lawn service, you're trying to get to as many houses as possible during the day. So, I guess...
Yeah, and we like to beat the heat and beat the rain sometimes.
So, do you have to, like, you know, a lot of people are texting and responding with the noise ordinance. And I guess I'm not a big, I don't
well,
look.
Well, we can start at 7 in every city I work in.
Yeah, I don't look to the noise ordinance as my guide. I don't think we need a law or a rule for everything where you say, like, okay, you know, what's the right thing to do? But legally, you can start at 7. So if I were to say, well, why?
I start a little later on weekends. I try to give them the benefit, you know, a little time there.
A little time.
But I've got a job to do, too.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't want to wake somebody up on a Sunday morning, but sometimes you do.
How's business?
It's the best July I've ever had.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad
to hear it. The grass is slowing down, but the weeds are growing.
Yeah, beautiful. Make the money, Keith. Don't worry about my wine, and I want you to make the money.
Hey, 7 to 7.
Very good. 7 to 7 is it. Thanks, Keith. Appreciate it. 319, lots of texts coming in. I was surprised at how mad people got at me when I asked this question at Facebook. We'll talk about that when we come back. AJ Legault from Care 11 has been investigating fraud in Minnesota. It started with drug treatment centers, possibly ripping off the taxpayers. And now he has a housing counseling program that he's essentially shut down with his reporting. We'll talk to AJ in 15 minutes here on CCO. How early is too early? Robust debate. This was 7:25 this morning. Riding lawnmower. Not great. I'm not furious about it. You know, sometimes on the radio, everything sounds like I'm at a 13. You know what I mean? Like I'm through the roof angry. I'm not angry about it. I do think all of us have these little debates with ourselves, right? Like, what is the right time? How early is too early? When should I go out? I want to be a good neighbor, but I also want to take care of business. Lisa says 7:30 is very reasonable. 7 o'clock for a start time is reasonable. You can sleep when you're dead. Richard says we had a meth head that would mow the grass at 3 a.m. by yard light. I'm thinking that Richard's mowing irritation was probably rather low on the list of irritations with the meth head next door. What is the right time for this? For me, I say, well, I was going to say 8:30 as the line for weekdays, and I'm willing to roll that back to 8. I still maintain if you're doing mowing or leaf blowing or string trimming before 9 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday or Sunday, honestly, I think it's fair to like shoot a BB at the actual lawn implement, not at the person, but at the implement. I think you're fine. Let's go to Jimmy in Maple Grove, who has thoughts. Jimmy, am I off on this? I feel like 7:30 is too early.
You're totally off.
Yeah.
Dusk till dawn. It's summertime. You obviously need better insulation in your house. So go ahead and shoot a BB at my stuff, and I'm going to throw a rock through your window, and then you're really going to be bummed that you can hear it.
Yeah.
So
it's true.
Stay in your lane, stay in your house, and pay for your lawn to be cared for by somebody else.
Jimmy, I like the passion. So how early do you start? Do you have do you run a company? Do you run a service?
No, you're just a regular old homeowner.
Yeah.
And I want to do the things on my property that I would like to do as soon as the sun comes up and when the sun goes down.
So
there's lights on lawnmowers for lights on snowblowers for a reason.
I think people
so
should.
So you can do it when it's dark out.
I think you should snowblow whenever you want. Like, I have no rules on snowblowing because you're trying to get out of your driveway to go to work or trying to clear it out. Like, do what you need to do during snowblowing.
Snowblowers are generally louder in decibels than a lawnmower.
They are, but I think it's understandable. You know what I mean? There's no lawn mowing emergency that says I better get up at 6 a.m. and mow the lawn.
What if I work all day? I work 70 hours a week. I only have 2 days a week to take care of my lawn and my property.
Well, you should probably get some kid to mow your lawn, right?
possible.
You're tired. You're tired. You're working. You've earned it. You've earned it working that hard.
I don't want somebody else. I would like to take care of it because I'm a control freak, and they're not going to mow in the proper line order that I would like them to mow in.
That's fair. I get that. Yeah, this is
clearly why I'm up mowing at 6 o'clock, pissing off the neighbors.
Jimmy, thanks.
Have a great day. I appreciate it.
Very good. Jimmy makes a lot of fair points. I'm just telling how I feel. This is how I feel. I'm not proposing a law. I'm not proposing a change to the noise ordinance. Texter says, I actually mow lawns out of Mounds View. I would say 7 a.m. is a little too early, but 8 a.m. is just right. Another texter, none of you city slickers would make it out in the country. Daylight is when the world starts moving. Now, another texter saying they live on a golf course that feels the need to announce the next foursome starting at a loudspeaker as early as 6:30. So that does make me feel like I'm being a crybaby about it, you know? If you've got that. Next up, it's Larry and Jimmy and Chris. Yeah, no. That's a no for me. John's in Orono. John, the good people of Orono would never start before 8 a.m. on a weekday, would they?
Heck no. You know, and the thing is, you can do that. You've got over 13, 14 hours of daylight, mow. You can wait after that time. And you're right about the snow blowing. And one thing that the other guy from Maple Grove doesn't understand is that the snow muffles the sound of a snowblower.
True.
You can't even hear it. So.
I've never heard anybody in my neighborhood snow blowing. My bedroom's in the back of the house, and the snow blowing is in the front. So it's, you know, again, not my problem. That's what this show is about. What is my problem today? And I will tell you about it and expect it to become everyone else's problem. I'm essentially like a teenager. That's what I am here.
But a good teenager, a smart one.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Jason, be glad you have neighbors who do take care of their lawns. We have had several neighbors who almost never mowed. Be grateful. That is true. Again, like on the scale of anger, zero meaning I'm not angry at all. Like should we have a scale of anger, Dan? Like what should?
And we got to get big voice guy, you know, and now the scale of anger.
Right. Cause like zero is like, I don't care about this
right.
at all.
If it's a zero, we probably shouldn't be talking about
true.
It. True.
Yeah. 10 is like, I'm legitimately
steam coming out the ears.
But where's the number for like, I'm not really mad at this, but I just thought it would be fun to talk about. What's that number?
It's like a 5.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Useful.
Sure.
Useful. I am a 10 on how the state of Minnesota has been dealing with fraud. But I'm also a 10 on how impressed I am with one local TV station and how they have been investigating the living daylights out of this stuff. An investigation from AJ Legault and his team at Care 11 has led to a Friday news dump of the state doing something I've never heard of before. We'll talk about that with AJ when we come back.